Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Today is Labor Day. Because of this, I will take just this one edition of Definition to direct our attention to Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And the word I want to focus on is rested. Rested. The Bible says, "By the seventh day God completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made." That was Genesis 2, 2-3. And I'd like you to notice that God rested. God rests. I'll give you two insights into this picture of the resting God. First, God did not need to rest. God is perfect. His strength is perfect. The Bible says the Lord will neither slumber nor sleep. Psalm 121, verse 4. Psalm 121, 4. So then, why did God rest? The answer is that the living God was giving an example to us such that we should all follow. He was modeling for us rest. God knows persons perfectly because he created us and he made us requiring rest. This leads me to my second insight. Second, we need to rest. I do not think you will object with my analysis that we live in a fast-paced, crowded, noisy, and hyperactive society. It's go, go, and more go all the time. Technology, supercharged by the speed at which we can attain information, fuels an even faster and overloading lifestyle. Let's just take today, for example. Many of you are not working, either because you are not working on a daily basis or because of the holiday. Will you try to sneak in some work even though you're out of the office? Instead of resting, many of you will fill your day with activity, even just on that phone that you can palm in one hand. Zipping around on that screen to various apps, games, and interaction on social media will not be restful. You say, "But that is how I relax. I'm just chilling out here in my pajamas in bed with my phone." Really? How restful do you think that is for the mind and the body? According to reputable studies, not very restful at all. What would be quiet and slow you down on this Labor Day holiday? Here are three suggestions. One, pray. You might say, "I do not know how to pray." Try this. Find a piece of paper and a pen or pencil, sit down in a quiet spot, and just start writing, answering a question like, "What am I thinking about?" or "What is bothering me lately?" Write out your answers as if you are telling God about this. Trust me, you'll feel better later on tonight. Two, read Psalm 62. That's Psalm 62 in the Bible's Old Testament. Preferably read it more than once. Read it five times. You'll find this psalm speaks to the nature of meaningful rest, particularly in your soul. And reading is restful for the mind and the eyes. Ever notice how you fall asleep while reading? Reading scripture before you climb into bed as the last thing you do will rest you. Psalm 62. Three, take a nap or get to bed as quickly as you can after this broadcast ends if you're listening at nearly 10 p.m. Rest is godly. God rested on the seventh day, and you should get some rest today and tonight. And then join me tomorrow as we talk about the word abuse on the Tuesday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.